We are starting Bez Hashem Herklal Gadol, which is a very important parak. We're going to see over here at the beginning of the sugya, at the beginning of the parak, some fundamental concepts when it comes to karbanos, and in essence, it's very connected to Maseches Krisus about if a person does an avera b'shogeg, if he did it by mistake, if he realized his mistake and did it again. The concept of chilek chatois, and towards the end of the parak, we're going to mention in the mission of the lama tes malachas. So we know in general we've had many times a discussion when it comes to a carbon chatas. A person usually brings a carbon chatas for an avera which was done b'shoigeg, and classical shoigeg is in a situation where a person was aware, they're aware of the mitzvahs, they're aware of the reality, and they're aware of their action, and they intended to do the action which they did, but they thought that the action was permitted. So that would be one classical case of shogeg. So a person thought it's permitted to trap an animal on Shabbos. That's one case of shogeg. Or another case of shogeg is where a person knows that it's also to trap an animal on Shabbos, but they thought today was Sunday. So they have full intent to do the physical act of trapping an animal, but they made a mistake in the day, or they made a mistake thinking that this is permitted to do, and so on. Now we know in general, carbon chatas is mechuyev a carbon. We also know that there is a p'tur carbon for an oinus. If a person did an avera b'oinus, so then we say there's a p'tor carbon, meaning just like, let's say, we know from the pasuk ulanayir lisasa davar, that there's a p'tor misa and there's a p'tor malchus, and at times there might be a p'tor mammon depending on the case and so on. But we say there's also a p'tor of oinus legabe carbon. What does that mean practically? So one of the classical cases which is mentioned is the Gemara in Shavuos. And that is haba al ishtay shalei b'shas vesta v'ras adam. So in a situation where there was no reason for the person to assume that his wife is tamea, and it turns out she was in fact tamea, so that's considered to be a case of oinus, and there's a p'tur carbon. So we know that there is a concept of a p'tur carbon in cases of oinsim. So it's going to be quite difficult. That's what we're going to see today, and we're going to try and understand a little bit as to when do we say you are mechuyev a carbon, when is it considered to be just a shogeg and you're mechuyev a carbon, when do we say you're an oinus when you're potter from a carbon. So that's something to bear in mind, and that's going to be a very, very difficult thing to be magdir, and there are a few opinions in the Rishonim and Achronim. And we'll have to see what we can come up with, but at least just to be ma'ira the nekuda. So the Mishnah is going to tell us four dinim. It says the Mishnah, Klal Gadol Amro b'Shabbos. There is a great rule, and we know that there will be medayik, the lashon of Gadol is a Klal Gadol when it says that it comes to Shabbos. Kol ha-shecheich ikh Shabbos, v'asa malachas harbe v'shabbos es harbe, ein ha-chayev el-achathas achas. So case number one of the Mishnah is a case where a person has done many actions, but it's all considered to be one big shogeg, and therefore you bring one single carbon. What's the case? It says he was shicheach ikar Shabbos. Now we would understand that the word shikcha means you forgot, which the word shikcha implies that at one stage you knew, but you subsequently forgot. That's usually what the word shikcha means. So pashtas, we would read the Mishnah and say, we're discussing an individual who at one stage of their life was taught about the concept of Shabbos. They subsequently forgot about Shabbos, and it's out of their consciousness. They've forgotten about it entirely. And therefore, let's say over the course of 20 years, they were mechal Shabbos 5,000 times. Says the Mishnah, kol ha-shecheich ikar Shabbos, if you have an individual in their psyche that they have totally forgotten ikar Shabbos, v'asam lachas harbe, v'shabbos as harbe, eina chayev ala chatas achas. They're only going to be mechuyev one single chatas. Because if we ask ourselves, where was the mistake? And what was the mistake? The mistake was one. The mistake is they don't know that there's a concept of Shabbos anymore. In their mind, they just don't even know what it is. It's forgotten. It's as if it never existed. If you look at Rashi, two lines down, Hashechech Ikar Shabbos, Kesavar Ein Shabbos Batayra. Whatever they think, there's no such concept. Let's look at one more Rashi. Ein Chayv Lachatas Achas, Begemari Yalef Lashmir Achas L'Shabbos Yisharbe, V'Shmir L'Chol Shabbos V'Shabbos. On the one hand, we're going to say at times, there's one Shmirah for many Shabboses, meaning one carbon for a chil of many Shabboses. At a times, there will be a Shmirah for every single Shabbos individually. Every single chilo of Shabbos is considered to be another carbon. Says Rashi, "Mistabra dechiksiv Shmirah achas leShabboses harbe." It makes sense to say that when do we limit the carbon and say one single carbon for many Shabboses? Ki hay gavna ksiv in this type of a case. Why? The kula chada shkagei. It's one big shkaga. I mean, they just don't know about Shabbos. What is Shabbos? I don't know what it is. I don't know. Maybe I heard, but I don't remember what it is anymore. It's one big shkaga. That is case number one, and we'll see more about this in the Gemara. Case number two. Hayodeya Ikar Shabbos. So here we're speaking about an individual who is familiar with the concept of Shabbos. They know what Shabbos is, and they are aware of its implications. Hayudeh ikar Shabbos va'asa malachis harbe b'Shabbosis harbe chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. So case number two, we'll have to figure out what this means. They are aware of the concept of Shabbos with all of its implications, and they do many malachis on many Shabbosis. They're mechuyiv once per Shabbos. So what is this case? Let's see a couple of Rashi's here. Rashi in the second to last small line. So they're familiar with the basic concept. So Rashi now tells us what exactly is the case. The case was they woke up and they thought to themselves, today is Sunday. Today's Sunday. So they get up and they turn on the lights and they make a fire and they cook and they trap and they clean, they launder, they do everything. Why? Because it was the shkaga was on the day. It's a shigigas Shabbos. Again, al yidei shigigas Shabbos sheshachach sheshabbos hayoim. And Rashi proves that. So case number two, let's read it again inside. Hayodeh ikar Shabbos. They're familiar with the concept of Shabbos. V'yasa malachas harbe b'shabbosis harbe. And they do many malachas and many Shabbosis. Hayiv al kol Shabbos b'shabbos. They're going to be liable on every single Shabbos, once. So let's just see the next Rashi, two lines down. Chayav l'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Chatas achas l'chol Shabbos. Now, frekt Rashi, v'af apish l'neida le'bin tayim, the herlam achatu, meaning presumably the fellow, he's been in the desert, and he's out by a day. Or, you know, he's living in his own dream, he's living in his own world, and he's off by a day. And in which case, is that not considered to be one lapse of reason, of mind, of awareness? In which case, shouldn't he only be mechuyev one carbon? Amrina, and we say in the Gemara, yamim shebein taim havin yadir l'chalik, the days in between divide things up. Now Rashi says, "She'iav shushli shama beintayim she'isay hayoyim havya Shabbos." It's impossible that he doesn't hear and find out in between. Elush le'nizker loy b'malachis shenasu by v'shkaga kamayz mishum Shabbosu dehavoy v'hasyadale beini hilkach kol chada Shabbos chada shkagehi. Meaning to say that the basic understanding seems to be that on one day they thought it was a Sunday, it was a Shabbos, therefore they do many malachas. So if we ask ourselves what is the root of all of the chilul Shabbos which they've done, one single root, they're off by a day. Shigigas Shabbos. And the next week, they're also one mistake, they're off by a day. And we're saying that the rationale is that the assumption is that a person would know to the extent that even if this person and their individual circumstances didn't happen to know, nevertheless, we still say that Yomim Shevein Tayim is considered to be a Mechalik. So far we have two cases. Case number one is someone who's totally forgotten the concept of Shabbos, and the way Rashi explained it, it was that they think the concept of Shabbos doesn't exist. So therefore, over 40 years, they haven't known about Shabbos. Finally, they find out about Shabbos. We say, Mr., you need to bring one single carbon chatas. That's case number one. Case number two, the fellow knows about Shabbos. He is aware. But he has a shigig Shabbos. He's shigig several times on several Shabboses. He needs to bring a carbon to every single Shabbos, one carbon. Case number three, last line down, Hayodeya Shuhu Shabbos. He realizes that it's Shabbos. So he woke up on Shabbos morning and he knows that it's Shabbos. V'yasa malachas harbe, v'shabboses harbe. And he ends up doing many malachas and many Shabboses. Chayiv al kol av malacha o malacha. He is mechuyiv to bring a carbon to every single av malacha. Meaning to say that even though the pasuk says lo yisase chol malacha, and you might have said it's just one big aveira, it's one lav, so why should he be mechuyiv to bring a carbon chatas for the tzeda, the trapping which he did, and one for the bishul which he did, and one for the haitzah which he did, and so on? Nevertheless, we learn that there's a concept that the malachis are mechalkis. Every single malacha is mechalik the lav, so to speak, legabe carbon. And therefore, this guy, he didn't realize it was also to trap on Shabbos, and he didn't realize it's also to be mitzi and machnas on Shabbos. So for each category, each av malacha, he needs to bring one carbon. Let's just see the beginning of the very last rash on the page. He simply didn't realize that these malachas were prohibited. So he's going to be mechuyev on every single grouping, every single category, every av malacha, one chatas. I afa pisha chaz v'kofla v'kamish shabbosis. But one second. He trapped one animal on this Shabbos, and one animal on this Shabbos, and one on the following Shabbos. That's Rashi's question. Afa pisha chaz v'kofla v'kamish shabbosis kula. Chada shkagi. It's one single mistake. The hal loinoida loibain tayim. He didn't find out in between that you're not allowed to trap an animal. Only with regards to the assumption that you will become aware of the correct day in between, do we say that there every single Shabbos is separate. But with regards to the malacha, we don't say this. The mission hefsik yomim ein loy ladas. The only way to know is if you learn Hilchas Shabbos. Without learning Hilchas Shabbos, how are you supposed to know? And therefore it's considered to be one shkaga, and therefore you bring a carbon for every single av malacha. That is the third case. The fourth then is, ha'isa malachas harbe me'ein malacha achas, slightly different type of din, teaching us that if a person does several types of action, several types of prohibited activity, but it's all the same type. It's all me'ein malacha achas, kind of the same malacha. Ein achayiv al achatas achas. You're only going to be mechuyiv once. Let's see the Rashi over here, the top Rashi. Rashi says, "A malacha tenaket lav lemuti yitolda, do I din la toldais, ubavad you told us the shnei avais, el lemuti kechid avi beis toldais the av echot." If you do two toldos of one av, I av the tolda shalai, or you do an av and its tolda, then chayiv ala achas. You're only going to be mechuyiv one chatas. Kedigdani seifa ha'isa malachas harbi me'ein malach achas min shtei toldos shal av echad Eina chayev elachatas achas. Daharehu ka'isa v'chayze v'aisa v'alamechad. It's like a person who repeats the same thing in the same lapse of awareness, and so on. The ein chiluk chatoiz behalam echad ele begufi aveira she'ein on daimin. The only time we say that there's going to be a difference for different karbanas is if it's two different types of aveira. Oibe chiluk shabbosis, or two different shabbosis. But if he did two actions which are very similar, an av and it's told, or two were told us of one av, then he's only going to be mechuyev once. So begins. So we have four dinim in the Mishnah. First, din number one is someone who thinks that Shabbos doesn't exist, and over the years he's done hundreds and thousands of malachas on hundreds of Shabboses. When he discovers his mistake, he brings one single carbon because it's one shkaga. Case number two is, he knows about the concept of Shabbos, but he woke up thinking that it's Sunday. He brings one carbon per Shabbos, because it's one shkaga. Case number three, he knows about Shabbos, but he makes a mistake in Meleches Bishul, and Meleches Hitzah, and Meleches Tzedah, and he thinks those are mutter. He brings a carbon, one carbon per group, per activity, per malacha. And the last thing the Mishnah said is that if you do similar types of actions, an av and it's told, or two told is, you're only going to be mechuyev once. Fine. It says the Gemara, what's the reason why that we said in the Mishnah, klal gadol omru b'shavas? If it's because later on in the vine hay, we're going to say that there's another klal. So perhaps that klal vis-a-vis this klal isn't considered to be gadol. So we wanted to say gadol vis-a-vis the next klal. And the Gabi Shvias Nami, we find a similar structure. That's why also in Masech Shvias, we say also use the Lashon of Klal Gadol, because we speak about a subsequent Klal over there. So if that's the Pshat, V'ha Gabi Meiser, Gabi Meiser Diktani Oid Klal Acher, by Maisa, we also say a similar thing. In Maseches Maisrus, we say, Oid Klal Acher. And nevertheless, the first time where the word Klal appears, we don't say Klal Gadol. For Leitani Klal Gadol. So what's the pshat? Why does our parak begin with Klal Gadol? So Amar Beizi Bar Avin, Shabbos Vishvi is the Izbu of his Vitoldeis Tana Gadol. Maisa the Lesbu of his Vitoldeis Leitana Klal Gadol. So perhaps the reason why we say Gadol is because the nature of Shabbos and Shvi'is is that there's a concept of Oveis and Toldeis, and therefore that gives it its Shem Gadol. If you look at Rashi, Is Be Oveis, about 15 lines down, Rashi says, Is Be Oveis Arbaim Chasa'acha Shehutzuk LeMishkan, that which was needed for the Mishkan, V'Toldeis Hadoimais L'Chalachas, have you told us the day, whatever is similar, would be, and obviously the Shvius is Zriya, Ketzira, Zmira, Ubitzira, which are Dechsivan, which are written explicitly, so the actions which are written explicitly, those are going to be the obvious, and Toldeis will be Sharavodesh of Asadavakarim, other actions which you do in the field and in the vineyard and so on. So, if that is the pshat, if that's the reason why by Shabbos and by Shvias we say Gadol, because it has Avos and Toldeis. So it says the Gemara, Lebar Kapara de Tani Klal Gadol Bimaiser, my Avos and my Toldeis Iko. So Bar Kapara says Klal Gadol by Meiser, Meseches Meisres, and there are no Avos and Toldeis by Meiser. So that explanation doesn't work. Says the Gemara, Alalav, Einu Taima, Gadol Ein Shishol Shabbos Yezim Mishol Shvias. The Einish of Shabbos is greater than that of Shvias. Deilu Shabbos Isa Bein Betolish, Bein B'mechuber. Meaning Shabbos, when the restriction of Shabbos, it's koilo that much more. meaning the warning and the prohibition and the subsequent consequence of Shabbos includes that much more. Because Shabbos applies both with things which are detached and attached. So Shabbos vis-a-vis Shvi'es is considered to be gadol, because it applies by detached and attached, whereas by Shvi'es it only applies with things which are attached to the ground in the Shemitah year. The gadol in Shishol Shvi'es yezim in a meiser, and Shvi'es is greater in what it's koilel, more so than meiser. The ilu Shvi'es isa bein b'maychol adam bein b'maychol behema, Shvi'es applies to both. Meichol adam b'maychol behema, v'ilu meiser b'maychol adam isa b'maychol behema lesa. Whereas when it comes to meisers, it does not apply to meichol behema. So therefore, it makes sense to say klal gadol by Shabbos, because it's bigger than something else. It makes sense to say klal gadol by Shvi'es, because it's bigger than something else by meiser. But by meiser, being that it's not bigger, therefore it doesn't say gadol over there. Frag the Gemara, Ula bar kapara detani klal gadol b'meiser. We'll say, how will we explain it? We'll say a similar thing. We will say, gadol ein shoy shel meiser yoisim yishal peya, meaning meiser applies to more types of things. And therefore the warning and the prohibition and the zehiris needed for meiser is bigger, because it applies to more things. Let's just explain outside and then we'll see it inside. What the Gemara is going to say is that the conditions needed in order to be mechuyev in peah are five conditions. The conditions needed to be mechuyev in meiser are only three conditions. So in a sense, meiser is going to include many more things because it's less exclusive. It's more inclusive. All you need is three conditions, and you're included in meiser. For peah, it's much more exclusive. You need to have five conditions, and then and only then are you going to be included in peah. So says the Gemara, Ule bar kapara detani klal gadol b'meiser. You know why it makes sense to use a lashon of gadol? Because gadol ein shesh b'meiser yeis mishal peah, because meiser is bigger and it's makif more things, more so than peah. De'ilo meiser isa b'tein of yarek. When it comes to meiser, even figs and vegetables are included. The ilu peya less a betain of the yarek. So we'll explain in a second. So al kapanim, at this stage we're saying, according to Bar Kapara, we can understand why we use the word of gadol by Shabbos, because it includes more than by Shvi'es. We said the word gadol by Shvi'es because it includes more than by Meiser. And we leave and say gadol by Meiser because it's more inclusive than peya. And now the Gemara just proves it. V'snan, when it comes to peah, we said klal amru v'peah, kol shu eichel, if it's a food, v'nishmar, and it's guarded, i.e. there's an owner, gidula minar, it grows in the ground, v'likitasika achas, and it's harvested at once, at the same time. And number five, machnisa lekim, it's the type of item which can be stored for an extended period of time. If it has all five conditions, chayiv v'peah. So we say, what does this mean? Oichal, it's got to be a food. Lema'ute svichei sisvakaitza. It's coming to exclude, and Rashi explains why it mentions svichim. Svichim is usually crops, which just kind of, they weren't necessarily planted with das. They just kind of, it was seeds which fell, and they just cropped up by themselves. So really we're coming to exclude stis, some of the gears, so stim, sisvakaitza. And these are types of products which are somewhat edible, but they're used primarily for coloring, for dyes, for paints, and so on. And they're not usually eaten. And in order for it to be mechuyev in peah, it's got to be a full-fledged oichel, something which is not eaten al yedei hadchak, and therefore it comes to exclude stis and kaitza. The second rule of nishmar, being guarded, is lemuti hefker, to exclude fruit or a grain of hefker. Gidulim in arts has to get its nourishment from the ground, lemuti kmeinu pitrius, mushrooms. Likitasika achas, it's got to be harvested all at once, lemuti teina, So to exclude figs, so this was one of the things which we mentioned is the difference between Maisus and Peah. And finally, Machnis Lekiyam, it's got to be the type of thing which you can store limu to yerek, as opposed to vegetables. You can't store vegetables for an extended period of time. You can have grain in the silos for years and years, like we saw by Yosef in Mitzrayim. But vegetables you can't store for an extended period of time. So Peah requires all of these five conditions. Virugabi Maiser Tanan, Maiser only requires three. Klal Amra B'Maiser, Kol Shu Eichel, V'Nishmar, V'Gedulam in Haaretz, the first three. Chai B'Maiser, V'Yilu Likitasek Achas, Machnis Lekiyam, Leitnan. It didn't mention that. So bottom line, what have we said so far? We've explained why does it use the Lashon of Gadol. And we've said that Gadol is if it's more encompassing. If it's Koilel Yoser. And that's what Gadol is. And therefore Shabbos vis-a-vis Shvius is Gadol insofar that it applies Bein Metalash Bein B'Mechubar, where Shvius applies only B'Mechubar. Shvius is Gadol Yoser more so than Maestris, because Shvius applies even by Michael Behema, whereas Maestris applies only by Michael Adam. And according to Bar Kapara, we also say Gadol by Maestris because it's Koilel more types of things, namely Yerokas and to Einim, insofar as it doesn't have five conditions, it only has three conditions. Fine. Good. That is that. Now we get into this very big discussion, very difficult discussion, in the first case of the Mishnah. So remember we said case number one in the Mishnah is Kol HaShecheach Ikra Shabbos. And we saw Rashi said in the Mishnah, the guy simply thinks he doesn't know that Shabbos exists. He doesn't know about Shabbos. He brings one single chatas for all of the years of Chil Shabbos. So Rav Shmuel Dami Tavayu Masnisin Betinek Shenishba Lebein Hanachrim Veger Shnisgayer Lebein Hanachrim. The Mishnah is speaking about a Tinek Shenishba Lebein Hanachrim and a Ger Shnisgayer Lebein Hanachrim. Meaning to say, you have a Tinek who was raised, you have this Yid who his parents were on a trip to safari in Africa, and Rahman Utslan, this kid was lost as a baby, and he was raised by a tribe of Africans over there, and he has absolutely no clue whatsoever what does it mean to be a Yid. Zero. And now this fellow, eventually, 40 years later, a Chabad Shliach is there, and he strikes up a conversation with him, and he tells him, you know what, you're a Yid, did I know it? And he realizes that, lo and behold, he's a Yid, so he needs to bring a carbon chatas for all of the years of Chil Shabbos, which he did. That's case number one, according to Rav and Shmuel. And case number two is a very curious case. You have the case of a Gersh Nisgayer. He was Megayer. What does it mean he was Megayer? But they didn't tell him anything about Shabbos. I mean, they told him, you know, you have to have after Rechat HaMeicha, and they told him about Kashrus, and they told him about Taras HaMishpacha, but they didn't tell him about Shabbos. So he doesn't know that Shabbos exists in Yiddishkeit. And then one day someone says, you know, why is it that you're cooking? It's Shabbos today, and he looks at him, I don't know what you're talking about. So he has to bring a carbon chatas for, you know, for the fact that he was Mechal Shabbos over the years.
Is that a valid conversion?
Oh, so it's very interesting. It's a good question. If you look at the bottom Tesis. Yeah, look at the bottom Tesis. Tesis says like this. It's very interesting. Tesis says, Gersh Nisgai Ben Anachrim, Bifnei Gimel, in front of three people, V'loy Hoidiyu Mitzvah Shabbos. And they didn't tell him about Shabbos. So Tosfos seems prepared to entertain a case that he was Nisgayer in a Bezdin of three. They didn't tell him about Shabbos, and Tosfos seems to understand that the conversion is valid, as they state in Tosfos. That's what Tosfos says. The Mari Kurkus, when he speaks about this halacha, Perekzayin Halacha Beis, he says the following. I'll just read to you a line. I just wrote it in my Gemara. He says like this. He says, Levi Masha Kosov Rambam, Oy Nizgayer Koton, Vahu Bein Hagoyim. The Kosov Sham, says the Mari Kurkus, Vinira, do you have a gardle? Havit Sarech Lohidiyah Mitzvahs Mitzvahs Chamurais. If he was Megayer when he's a Gadol, they must tell him Mitzvahs Mitzvahs Chamurais. Umistamar Ikra Mashu Maidiyin Aisai Mitzvah Shabbos Hashkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs. Like a Kosev Shehu Katan. Sagt Mari Kurkas, that's why the Rambam, when he presents this, he says he was a Ger. Katan Shinizgayer, and he didn't realize he was 2 years old at the time, and so on. Zakta Mari Kurkus, the Taisvis Kosev de Mairi Shaloy Hoidiyu Mitzvah Shabbos, the Doichak Loimerkain. Zakta Mari Kurkus, he was bothered by Babi Sahara, that, how is it possible to say that would be a valid geiris at Kama? I mean, can you imagine a musik of geiris without telling a person about Shabbos? It's not shy of such a thing. But Thesis says that, so it's a good maramokim to be aware of. Al Kaponim say, Rav and Shmuel, that we're speaking over here about what's pshat in the Mishnah, a gersh nisgar abein agoyim, or a tinik shnishvul abein anachrim, so now the plot thickens. Says Rav and Shmuel, you know what's pshat in the Mishnah? When the Mishnah says Kol Hashechech Ikar Shabbos, it means a tinek shnishbo lebein agoyim or gersh nisgayer. But if he once knew about Shabbos and he subsequently forgot about it, to the extent that it's genuinely out of his mind, it's really out of his consciousness, such an individual would fall into case number two of the Mishnah. Classification number two of the Mishnah. He would be mechuyev one carbon on every single Shabbos. That's already mochamer. He knew about Shabbos once. Okay, he forgot. But once it's in the hard drive and he knew about it, so we look at every single Shabbos, he was mechal Shabbos. He doesn't know about it, correct? But it's still considered to be an Aver B'Shegeg, and he has to bring a carbon. That is the Shita of Rav and Shmuel. Now, says the Gemara asks the obvious question. Tanan, Mishnah says, Hashichech Ikra Shabbos, you forgot about it. Lav Michlal Dahav Yilei Yediyah Miyikaro. How can you tell me that if a fellow knew about Shabbos, subsequently forgot it, he's in classification number two of the Mishnah, and case number one is a Tinek Shanishba that he never knew or heard about Klal Yisrael or about Mitzvah Shabbos. It says Hashecheach. Shecheach is Mashma. He knew about it and he subsequently forgot. But a Tinek Shanishba or a Ger, they never told him about Shabbos, he never knew about it. So how can you possibly say that? So that's the Gemara's kasha. Mechalal dahav yalei yedir mikara. Says the Gemara loy. My kol hashichech ikar Shabbos. What does that mean? We're going to be nitchak and say, dahoysa shachuach mimenu ikra shal Shabbos. It was forgotten from him the whole ikar of Shabbos. Meaning, and we are understanding this lashon, meaning to say, right? I mean, Rashi says three lines down in the big lines, Shayse shchucha mimenu mi'olam. It was always forgotten from him because it was never told to him. So the Rav and Shmuel seem to understand that you can use the lashon of shikha in reference to something which you've never actually known about. That is the way Rav and Shmuel learned. So let's stop for a moment and analyze. We had really three cases in the Mishnah. The fourth case was really a separate type of halacha. Case number one, the way we understood it was, a guy who's never heard about Shabbos. Case number two is, he knows full well about the concept of Shabbos, he just thought it's Sunday. And he brings one chatas for every Shabbos he was mechalal. Case number three, He knows it's Shabbos, but he thought these malachas are aser. He needs to bring a chatas for every malacha which he was machalo. Come along Rav and Shmuel, and they say, you know what case number one is? Case number one is actually referring to a tinek shnishu lebein agoyim, or a ger shnis gayer. But someone who forgot about Shabbos, he is in classification number two, and he needs to bring a carbon for every single chatas. So asks the Gemara the obvious question. Well, one second. Frag the Gemara, one second. If so, right, five lines in the bottom, Adetoni. Avol Hikar, let's get just one line up. Avol Hikar lebesef shachach mai. Chayiv al kol Shabbos or Shabbos, according to you, Rav and Shmuel, if there was a fellow who once learned about it, but now it's out of his consciousness, completely, it's gone. You want to tell me he's mechuyav on every Shabbos? So adetoni hayyede ikar Shabbos v'asam lachas harbei b'shabbosas harbei. When we go into classification number two, are we speaking about quite a normal case? A guy wakes up and he thought for a moment that it's Sunday. He has to bring a carbon for that Shabbos. Why do you need to tell me that case? Listeni hikar l'besev shachach, that you're mechuyav on every single Shabbos once. V'kol shekein ha. Meaning it doesn't make sense the way you've learned it, Rav and Shmuel. Why could the Mishnah not teach me a much bigger chiddush? That even someone who at one stage of their life knew about Shabbos, and then they subsequently forgot about Shabbos, and it's out of their consciousness entirely, still you have to bring a korban chatas once per Shabbos. And obviously an individual who woke up thinking that it's Sunday, for sure he's going to have to bring a korban. So that is the Gemara's kasha. Says the Gemara, now, my Yayudei Iker Shabbos, what does it mean when it says, Hayudei Iker Shabbos, in case number two? It means, Misha Hayudei Ikra Shal Shabbos Vishakha. It means he knew about the concept of Shabbos, but he subsequently forgot about it. It's not like we thought originally. He knows about Shabbos, but he thinks it's Sunday. It's actually speaking about a case of a person who knew at one stage of his life about Shabbos, and now it's totally ne'alam from his consciousness. That person needs to bring a korban chatas once for Shabbos, and in a chanami, that is in fact what the Mishnah is telling us. In a chanami, you're right. So, says the Gemara, let's just continue, Avaloi Shakha. But if a person didn't forget about the Iker of Shabbos, look at Rashi, Avaloi Shakha, Iker Shabbos. Ela Shishakach Shayim Shabbos. So according to you, Rav and Shmuel, let's take this all the way. According to you, what taka would be, according to you, about a guy who wakes up on Shabbos thinking that it's Sunday? And he does several malachas. Avaloi shakha mai. What are you going to say? Chayiv al kol malacha u malacha. So if so, I'll just keep moving the goalpost. I'll challenge you on case number three. Adetoni in case number three. Hayodeh shu Shabbos v'asa malachas harbei b'shabbosas harbei. Because he didn't realize that Bishul is aser. And he's chayiv al kol malacha u malacha. Listeni. Hayudeh Iker Shabbos, but he made a mistake because he thought it was Sunday. And nevertheless, even though the root of his mistake is only one, still he's going to be mechuyav on every single malacha. And kol shekein ha, where in this case he didn't know about Bishul, he didn't know about Kvisa, he didn't know about Tzedah, and so on. Says the Gemara, you know what? Elamas Nisan, you're right. You're right. You're right. Elamas nisin kishehekel b'seif shachach. You're right. We cannot prolong this any further. We try to kind of push and push and push, and now we're trapped. At the end, we're going to have to say that the Mishnah is taka speaking about someone who forgot. And forgot means you knew, and you forgot. Says the Gemara, Elamas nisin kishehekel b'seif shachach. Like you wanted to say. V'derav Shmuel nami kehikar b'seif shachach dami. V'derav and Shmuel equate the case of a tinek shenishvul a ben agoyim, or a gesh nizgayer v'lo yehoidiyu Shabbos as a case of someone who is hiker ulebesev shachach. Meaning to say as follows. If we ask ourselves, what is case number one talking about? Case number one is talking about an individual who at one stage of their life knew about Shabbos, and they subsequently forgot. It's out of their consciousness. They have to bring a carbon chatas, one carbon chatas. Say Rav and Shmuel, so too, an individual who never knew about Shabbos, either because he was raised amongst the Goyim, or because B'shas Geiris, they never told him about it, you might have thought that he doesn't have to bring a carbon at all, because maybe you'll say the guy is like an onus of sorts. Nevertheless, he still has to. If you look at Rashi, about 10 lines down, first word in the line, Kihikar ula b'seif shachach dami, u'masnis nitzuch leminkat hikar ula b'seif shachach. The reason why the Mishnah needs to tell me the case of hikar ula b'seif shachach, deleitem achayev al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, meaning Rashi is addressing the question, well, if Rav and Shmuel hold that even a tinuk shenishma ben agoyim is chayev once, why not tell me that bigger chiddush? Tell me that. Says Rashi, you know why? Because the Mishnah needed to tell me that even a fellow who is hikul b'seif shachach is only mechuyev once. You might have said he's mechuyev in every Shabbos. He's only going to be mechuyev once. But what comes out at this stage, and we just need to kind of stop and absorb this, is, again, an individual was raised in deepest, darkest Africa. He doesn't know what Yiddishkeit is. He doesn't know what it means to be Jewish. He doesn't know anything, nothing, nothing. Once he finally discovers his roots and his chayz of a tshuva, he has to bring a carbon chatas for all of the chil shabbos which he did. And there is no ptur whatsoever. Comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara says that no. The Gemara says like this. Let's see the next couple of lines of the Gemara. V'hachi Yitzmar. So we said, according to the Rav Shmuel Nami, Kikav Tzif Shachach Tami, V'hachi Yitzmar, Rav Shmuel Dami Tavayo, Afir Tzinek Shnishkul Ben Anachrim, Gesh Nizkal Ben Anachrim, Kikav Tzif Shachach Dami V'chayiv. Rabbi Yechen and Rabbi Shimon Lakish Dami Tavayo, no. Davke Kikav Tzif Shachach has to bring a carbon. Aval Tzinek Shnishkul Ben Anachrim, the Gesh Nizkal Ben Anachrim, Potter. He is Potter, Zakt Rashi. Potter, Dikusavri, Rabbi Yechanan, Rish Lakish, Emer Mutter, Onesu, Velish Gogahi. Someone who thinks that what they're doing is totally permitted, they have absolutely no inkling, no idea that what they're doing is wrong, that is considered to be an Ones. You're not considered to be a Shoygek. So we have a fascinating machlekes. In Tinuk Shenishma Leben Agoyim, are they considered to be a shogeg, or are they considered to be a case of an honest, and so on? So let's just stop here for a moment and just mention a little bit of the difficulty. I'm going to give you a couple of cases, and let's try and see if we can come up with a mahalach. We mentioned already that the classical case of Oines Legabi Ptur Carbon is Habal Ishtei Sholei B'Shas Vesta. He had no idea that his wife was expecting. No clue. And in the middle, they discover that she is a Nida. He is Potter. He's an honest. We don't say, well, you know what? It was a mistake what you did, and you bring a carbon chatas. He is an honest. Give you another example. At the beginning of Maseches Harius, a fellow has a shayla about a piece of meat, and he goes to the Beis Din HaGadol B'Yerushalayim, and he asks them, is this chaylev kosher or treif? And they say, it's kosher. And he eats it. He's potter. Even though they subsequently discover that they made a mistake, he's potter. Because he asked the Beis Din HaGadol B'Yerushalayim, what do you want for my life? I asked them, Lamaisi, you ate treif. You're potter. You are an honest. You were toilet be-Beis Din. The Bnei Yeshua says over here, I think his lashon is, when he speaks about this case of the Tinuk Shenishma Leben Agoyim, He says, V'ein lecha oynes gadol b'tinek shenishba v'ger shenizgayer, demai islehu lemavet. What could you possibly want from them? Kaven shalehoyo lehem yediya me'olam. They had no idea whatsoever. I mean, ein lecha oynes gadol mizeh. It's very interesting. The Rambam, in Perek Hei of Shkagas, Halacha Vav, the Rambam says like this, Habol ishtei shalei b'shaz vesta, v'ros dam b'eis hatashmish, harei elu p'turin mikarben chatas, mipnei shezek ka'onus hu, v'einoi shoygek. Why? Says the Rambam a few words, shehashoygek hoyo loylivdeik uladakteik. The ilu bodak yafe yafe the dictate b'she'elois lehaya ba'lideish gaga ulefish le'tarach b'drish v'hakira v'yachakach yase tzarech kapara. Says the Rambam, what is the difference? A shegig is someone where it was incumbent upon you to check. Avuzer ma hoya le'lasais haritahira haisa. This is an individual that he shouldn't have done anything. The Gemara says, if the fellow starts doing bedikas right before, or the wife does bedikas right before, so he's going to think that maybe she is tamea. So there isn't anything which they actually should have done. Seems to be when it comes to the Bezdin Hagadol B'Yushalayim, you went and you asked the Bez and Hagadol B'Yushalayim, and they said, it's mutter, and there's nothing you could have done. You, as far as you're concerned, you don't know if this chelev is kasha or treif. You ask them, and they paskind, so there's nothing you could have done. You were toiling the Bez and Hagadol B'Yushalayim. So it comes at a fascinating thing, but here we're saying, Atinek Shemesh Lebein Agoyim, even though there's no reason why he would necessarily think to do anything, because as far as he's concerned, he lives in deepest, darkest Africa, and he's not Jewish, but there is something which he could have done. I mean, the way the Rambam is saying it, that there's something which he could have done. He should have considered, who are my parents at one stage of his life, when he comes of age, if he's white and everyone is black, or I don't know what, he should try and inquire who are my parents, and there's something which he could have done, should have done, and therefore he's not considered to be an honest. And this case, this Shaila is very Negei Ladina. For instance, there was two tshuvas of the Divrei Chaim, where the Divrei Chaim was asked about the following case. There was a Rav, and the Rav was in charge of monitoring the kashrus of the mikvah. And the Rav made a mistake in measuring the Arboim saw. And instead of using the right, saw, yardstick, he used the wrong one. And Keseder, for years and years and years, I think it was 14 years, he made this mistake. And the women were using this mikvah, and all the women were nidois, diaraisa, with the chiv kares, and so on. So they realized the mistake. And they asked the Divrei Chaim what should be done about it, and so on. So says the Divrei Chaim, he says like this. He says that the Divrei Chaim brings a raya from our sugya, from the beginning of Klal Gadol, that someone who was a shogig bedava shaloi haya olav lil maid v'ladasi suroi, like we saw in the Bnei Yeshua, nevertheless, neither kishegig v'leika honest, he's considered to be like a shegig and not an honest. And he says, shim osa eze aveira ti asiba mashatia, whatever the reason for the aveira, hoyo v'yacho hoyo lehizbarer, being that it could have been checked out, achrei chipus v'yegia rabba, areze chayev, she'ein choshev oynes b'mashle hoyo b'yadov levar b'kal, they could have checked it out further, and therefore they're not considered to be anusim, they're considered to be shegigin, and so on, and therefore he paskins that they need a kapora, And he goes on to speak about what the kapara should be. Should they be spending, you know, should they be paid to themselves with tzedakah? And the Magen Avraham brings in the Kabbalim, what a person needs to do if he did various averus and so on. Abraham Kaponim, he says, it's not considered to be a case of inus. But this is a big, big deal in as to what exactly is the gather of an inus. And Rabbi Yechon Shlakish seems to say over here, an Imra Mutter, and he is an honest. Rav and Shmuel say he is chayv. Let's see a little bit further. Says the Gemara like this. Mezvei klal gadol amru b'shabbos kana shichach ikka shabbos v'asam lachas harbe b'shabbos as harbe eina chayv alachas. Kate said, what is the case? Tineik shenishva lebein anachrim. V'geish nisgar bein anachrim v'asam lachas harbe b'shabbos as harbe eina chayv alachat as achas v'chayv aladam achas. So far we have seen in the Tanakhama, we include even a tinek shnishvul ben agoyim as someone who has to bring a carbon, and so too he's going to have to bring one for dam, and he's going to have to bring one for the chaylev which he ate, and one for the avodah zarah which he did, and so on. Umunbaz pater, but munbaz pater. The kach haya munbaz don lefnei Rabbi Akiva.
Sorry, who was who?
I'm sorry, you're on mute.
Sorry, who was munbaz?
Munbaz is Atana. This is not munbaz the melech. This is munbaz Atana. So it says the kach haya munbaz don lefnei Rabbi Akiva. I'm assuming it was Atana, not the king. The kach haya munbaz don lefnei Rabbi Akiva. He said the following, and the Gemara will explain this later on, but he said the following. Hayolu mezid karui chayte, v'shegig karui chayte. They both are at times referred to as a chayte. Ma mezid shahaysala yediya, avshegig shahaysala yediya. So there is a basic requirement of knowledge. You need to have some basic level of knowledge in order to be mechuyav a carbon. But if you are a tinek shenish v'lebein agoyim and you had no yediya, you cannot be mechuyav a carbon. So Rabbi Akiva is saying, why are you comparing mezid to shoygig? Amar le Rabbi Akiva, already mezid v'al devarech. I'm going to push you and add words onto your words. Ima mezid shoyse yediya v'shas maisa. A shoygig shoyse yediya v'shas maisa. Do you also mean to tell me that a shoygig also had knowledge at the time of the offense? So amar le. Hain? Yes. The kol shekein shehisavta. And all the more so, now that you've said what you've said. If you look at Rashi in the middle of the page, kol shekein shehisavta al devari, bari ata misayeni. You have helped me. The gambazu ani oimeh shuchayiv. Well, come on, mefarish, b'may shagak. We'll see later on, according to Munbaz, if he even had a yediyah, b'shas maisa, so how in the world can we possibly call him a shogeg? In what aspect was there a shkaga if he had a yediyah, b'shas maisa? So says the Gemara that Amar Lai L'Devarecha Ein Zekari Shogeg El Amezid, so said Rabbi Akiva to Munbaz, according to you, he's not considered to be a mezid, but rather he is a shogeg. What's the kasha? Ketani Mia, Ketzad, what's the case? Tinaik. We spoke about a Tinaik Shnishvah Ben Agoyim. Says the Gemara, Bishlam al Ravu Shmuel Nich, it's good. Because they say a Tinaik Shnishvah is Mechuyiv. He's not considered to be Mugda like an Anus. He is like a Shoigek. El Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, Kasha. So Amri Lachar, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Loi mi, Kamunbez the Potar. Ananda Amrinan Kamunbaz. Isn't there a Tana Munbaz who patters a Tinek Shanishba? So we hold like Munbaz. There is a deal in the Rishonim and the Achreinim if Rabbi Yechonon Shlakish Mamish hold like Munbaz. The Rashi that we saw, Debra Maschel Potter, Rashi said, Potter de Kesavri Rabbi Yechon Rishlakish Eimram Mutter Onus Hu. Vele Shkagehi. Tezvis, disagrees with this Rashi. If you look at Tosfos towards the bottom of the page, The time of the Munbaz Mafarish Lakaman, we learned that from Sukkim and so on. But others say, the Magini Shlomoi of the Bnei Yeshua, and they say that no, the reason of Rabbi Yechon Shlokish is not 100% like Munbaz, even though the Gemara they are saying, isn't there a Shita of Munbaz? We hold like Munbaz is Shita, but not necessarily because of his reason. Like the Magini Shlomoi just says, we hold it's a Dover Pasha, that the guy's an honest, finished, and so on. But I'll go upon him. So at this stage, let's just summarize what we have and what we'll stop here. We had in this sugya a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish and Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel say, Tinik Shnish Lubin Agoyim, Geish Nisgayer, he's never known about Shabbos. Nevertheless, he has to bring a carbon chatas. He's considered to be a shogeg, not an onus. And that's Rav and Shmuel. And Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish disagree and say, according to Rashi, Omer Mutter, there's some type of a Ptur Oines. And we mentioned one of the things which the Rishonim and Achronim try to come up with a chilek is, what exactly is the working definition of an Oness, and what is the working definition of a Shaykh? Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow with Hashem.